Have you ever woken up in a cold sweat, thinking that you've taken a wrong turn and are stuck in a life you don't want? Did you ever consider hitting the brakes, backing up, and heading elsewhere? How about disappearing, leaving family, friends, even a spouse, ditching everything you've known and starting over again? Reinventing yourself, rediscovering yourself, maybe, just maybe, returning to an old lover. Have you ever dreamed about this? No. Me neither. No dream. No plan. It was just another Friday. I awoke at 6:10 to the blare of the radio and hit the button to silence it. I didn't need talk of politics to knot up my stomach, when thought of going to work did that all on its own. It didn't help that my husband, already long gone, texted me at 6:15, knowing I'd have my BlackBerry with me in the bathroom. "Can't make dinner tonight. Sorry." I was stunned. The dinner in question, which had been on our calendar for weeks, involved senior partners at my firm. It was important that James be there with me. "OMG," I typed. "Why not?" I received his reply seconds before stepping into the shower. "Gotta work late," he said. And how could I argue? We were both lawyers, 7 years out of law school. We had talked about working our tails off now to pay our dues, and I had been in total agreement at first. Lately, though, we had seen little of each other, and it was getting worse. When I pointed this out to James, he got a helpless look in his eyes, like, "What can I do?" I tried to relax under the hot spray, but I kept arguing aloud that there were things we could do if we wanted to be together, that love should trump work, that we had to make changes before we had kids, or what was the point? That my coyote dreams had begun when I started getting letters from Jude Bell. And though I stuffed those letters under the bed and out of sight, a tiny part of me knew they were there. I had barely left the shower when my BlackBerry dinged again. No surprise. My boss, Walter Burbridge, always emailed at 6:30. "Client wants an update," he wrote. "Can you do it by 10? Here's a little background. I used to be an idealist. Starting law school, I had dreamed of defending innocent people against corporate wrongdoing, and by graduation was itching to be involved in an honest-to-goodness class-action lawsuit. Now I am. Only, I'm the bad guy. The case on which I work involves a company that produces bottled water that was tainted enough to cause irreparable harm to a frightening number of people. The company has agreed to compensate the victims. My job is to determine how many, how sick, and how little we can get away with doling out. And I don't work alone. We are 50 lawyers, each with a cubicle, computer, and headset. I'm one of 5 supervisors, any of whom could have compiled an update, but because Walter likes women, he comes to me. I'm 32, stand 5'6", weigh 120. I spin sometimes, but mostly power walk and do yoga, so I'm in shape. My hair is auburn and long, my eyes brown, my skin clear. "We gave them an update Monday," I typed with my thumbs. "Get it to me by 10, he shot back. Could I refuse? Of course not. I was grateful to have a job at a time when many of my law school friends were wandering the streets looking for work. I was looking too, but there was nothing to be had, which meant that arguing with the partner in charge of a job I did have was not a wise thing to do. Besides, I mused as I slipped on my watch, if I was to put together an update by 10, I had to make tracks. My BlackBerry didn't cooperate. I was hurrying to finish my makeup when it began making noise. The wife of one of James's partners wanted the name of a pet sitter. I didn't have a pet, but could certainly ask a friend who did. Thinking that I would have had a dog or cat in a minute if our lifestyle allowed it, I was zipping on a pair of black slacks when another email arrived. "Why won't sharks attack lawyers?" said the subject line, and I instantly clicked delete. Lynn Fallon had been in my study group our first year in law school. She now worked with a small firm in Kansas, surely having a kinder, gentler experience than those of us in New York, and she loves lawyer jokes. I do not. I was feeling bad enough about what I do.